Mummies of Animals. Although everyone knows that the Egyptians mummified human bodies so that they could be a shelter for the soul for as long as possible, not everyone knows that animals were mummified too. Animals were mummified if they were believed to be the embodiments of deities. Here you can see the mummies of an ibis, an Egyptian heron, a small crocodile and two cats. The ibis mummy only shows the outline of the body of the bird worshipped by the Egyptians. The dark grey form has the shape of a fallen cone with irregular walls. One of its sides is bigger. That's the bird's head and body. It tapers backwards towards the tail. The cat's mummies are much more discernible. Their heads have pointed ears and clearly marked eyes. One mummy is even painted gold, and colourful lines are drawn near the mouth and around the head. The body of each cat is tightly wrapped in bandages, making it look like an upright cylinder tapering slightly upwards. The height of the mummies roughly corresponds to the height of a sitting cat. Right next to the cats, you'll see a much smaller mummy of a crocodile lying on its stomach. Also, this mummy has a well-preserved shape of the head with a typical long snout. Hundreds of thousands of such mummies have been found in Egypt. Archaeologists have discovered them in tombs and temples. It is believed that people offered them to deities if they wanted to thank or ask for something. Have you ever wondered how mummies were made? It was pretty gross, actually. First, the brain was removed through the nose, using a special tool, as the brain spoils the fastest. Then the bowels were removed and placed in separate containers known as canopy jars. Only the heart was left in place, because the dead needed it during the judgment of Osiris. All the parts and the body were washed in palm wine and rubbed with herbs and lotions. Then a layer of resin was applied, and the body was wrapped in linen. The ready-made mummy was given a mask with the face of the dead person painted on it. Egyptians often painted them gold, because this colour symbolised rebirth. After all these treatments, the mummy was placed in a tomb. I don't know much about the life of the ancient Egyptians, but their death seems rather complicated, doesn't it? When you leave the Egyptian exhibition, turn left.